You're listening to Mondo Cool, the only Dragon Ball movie podcast that gives you a Zenkai boost.
That's right, boys. Mondo Cool.
What's up, Dragon Ballers? It's time for the very, very first episode 20 of Mondo Cool. That's our Dragon Ball movie review podcast where we watch every Dragon Ball movie or things that are almost movie shaped, but none of them are actually. Whatever, we talk about Dragon Ball things we selectively chose 2 years ago. I'm your host, KZ Excellent of KZExcellent.com. With me, as always, we have these two guys I pretend are Dragon Ball gurus, Dan and Bob Video Games of Gigaboost.com.
I like Dragon Ball.
Oh, that's good. One of us had to.
That's like 50%. That's good enough. And Mr. Feel from Twitter. There he is. He's over there.
Whoa. This is just like the first episode of Mondo Cool, but now we have much more money.
It is.
Fitting.
Somehow, by going through release order, we've appeared in the past, I guess. But these episodes come out monthly. Very, very exciting. But you can get them pretty early. And Phil's going to tell you how.
You can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get access to many benefits, such as early access to this and Chugging Bleach, our two anime review podcasts, Cursed Content Club commentary tracks where you could watch bad movies with us, even though we don't recommend that most of the time, Cursed Content by Committee, a Patreon-voted version of the previous show. We also usually don't recommend you watch the things we watch. Thanks for the money, though. And Extended Armchair Dev Pitches, where we tell about the ideas that we would have gotten to voice if that show was structured in a way that made sense. That's patreon.com/GBpodcast.
Over the previous 19 episodes, we started with some Dragon Ball original OVAs, moving into the Dragon Ball Z content. Sometimes things made for a video game console you've never heard of, and we've run out of Dragon Ball Z films from this era. Which means we have to go back to... They came back with a Dragon Ball film of the OG again. But it's longer this time. This time we watched Dragon Ball Half to Power. Or as it's called in Japanese.
I have sad news, everybody.
What?
We have reached the point where Dragon Ball films no longer have comically different names.
Aww.
In Japanese and English. Oh, I will still read the Japanese title, however, and everybody can make fun of my pronunciation. Dragon Boru Saikyo Inomichi.
This makes me feel fucking empty in a way that I was not ready for, because you didn't even let us bask in the last one being the last one.
Yeah. I tried really hard on that one, if you go
what
back
do you, and are you trying to
it.
Tell me the last one is if Goku can't do it, who will?
Yeah. That's why I put so much into that one. Dragon Fist Explosion. If Goku can't do it, who will?
Well, really, this is fitting, because this movie is about loss.
The loss of 80 minutes.
it's about to be a lot more, because Dan, I'm going to need you to incredibly slowly recap the entirety of Dragon Ball Path to Power.
You remember Dragon Ball?
Yes, vaguely. There are tournaments in that.
Okay, we're done.
Now, isn't this some weird thing where it's like a mix of Pilaf and Red Ribbon?
Oh, it's a fucking mess. It's what it is.
Yes, it is exact. It is smashing those together.
Okay. Well, I'll summarize.
It makes me mad.
I'll summarize briefly. We start on a really cool art style, and then it transitions to Dragon Ball art before cutting to little boy penis 10 seconds later. Bulma drives up the mountain.
God, Dan, for a part of that, I thought you were doing a bit where you were describing the start of Sleeping Princess and Devil's Castle, where it had a cool art style, then
not.
It became the worst thing I've ever seen.
Still better than this.
Yeah, we'll get there, but worst is some strong fucking words considering what we're sitting here to talk. Anyways, the transitions to Dragon Ball art style, little boy penis, Bulma drives up the hill, taps Goku on the cheek, doesn't like plow straight into him with the vehicle.
It's just worse.
He still gets, it's just worse.
It's just worse than the original. She needs to run him over. This is lame.
Yeah, it made way more sense when she just fucking mowed down that little boy.
Yeah.
This is getting visceral. So I need to let the audience know real quick. Myself, Dan, and Bob finished watching this 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
Yep.
We watched it separately. So this is, it's never been more fresh than it is right now.
Yeah, so then Bulma starts talking to him from the vehicle, talking to Goku. Goku's not having this shit, calls the car an elephant, yeets that shit. Bulma shoots a gun at him, hits him in the head, doesn't kill him. He falls over. He's pissed.
Very funny.
They talk about, oh, you look different. That's because I'm a beautiful girl. And he's like, what? Where's your tail? And she's like, what the fuck? You have a tail. And then she goes, man, I didn't know all boys had tails. Maybe. Title card.
I don't know.
This is actually painful. Oh no.
This is the best part.
It honestly, that one line may have been. Anyways, title card. We cut to the inside of Goku's house. His grandfather left him the 4-star. His grandfather is the 4-star. She can't have the 4-star Dragon Ball. And then she's like, well, how about you just lend it to me and then you can keep it afterwards? Ha ha, they'll fly away. But he doesn't know that. Okay, we're going to work together. Here we go. Bulma's like, why don't you help me? And he's like, I don't want to help you. And she's like, I know what you want. You can touch me if you want. She lifts up her thing and he's like, oh, why would I want to touch your dirty ass? And then she's like, what? My ass isn't dirty. Oh, well, anyways, you can keep it. And then Goku's like, well, that's good enough for me. Motorcycles, what are those? Desert made of mushrooms. This is crazy. Oolong's here. This is crazy.
I've never seen oolong before.
Here. I'm going to die.
This is...
Oolong shows up. Remember that thing? That thing that happened in the original? It happens in this movie.
It happens in
Yamcha
this movie.
Yamcha shows up. Remember that thing that happens in the original? It happens in this movie. Both of these things also fucking happened in Curse of the Blood Rubies. The first thing we did on this show.
Yeah, so it.
You know,
it's
I gotta praise the biggest difference in this entire film. Because it just occurred to me. Mm. This is because, of course, they have to include the or they don't have to. They included the Red Ribbon Army for this movie.
Yeah.
Thank God this was made later, so they got to make General Black less racist.
It's appreciated.
Yeah,
it is appreciated. Yeah. Because I looked up his old design and lost it.
Oh no!
God damn it! Look at him.
Oh man, that's pretty.
It's worse than Popo, because at least with Popo, you're like, oh, that's like some.
Yeah,
weird
what is
being.
That kind of creature?
Yeah, you don't think that's a human African American?
they fix him the way the Nickelodeon version of Dragon Ball Kai did by just making him blue.
No!
Jesus Christ.
But God, that's just Toriyama just thinks, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not gonna get on Toriyama's case for that, because that was every single Japanese artist in the 80s.
No, it's just
I will.
How things were over there. Fucking awful.
Yes.
Anyways,
please do not look up the character from the 70s, Kendiku Man Great.
No. So anyways,
I will.
They drive into a mushroom forest. Oolong is there. We do the Oolong bit. A rocket's launched at them by Yamcha. Yamcha does the Yamcha bit. He does the wolf fang. It's very well animated. Looks kind of cool. Then he sees Bulma and he bugs out. We continue with Go. I just described the first 20 minutes of this film already.
Yeah.
Jesus, barely anything happens. Anyways.
Yeah.
But it
no
looks nice. It has horrible music.
It does look nice. It does have pretty fucking bad music.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. I remember none of it except the credits music now.
Well, there's a reason for that, but we'll get to that later. So they're searching for Dragon Balls. They continue to search. They're now driving through the snow. Holy shit, this is a Red Ribbon fucking military outfit they come up on. The military just shoots the shit out of the van. The van crashes. Everybody's freaking out. They're like, what the hell is with this? And the voice from inside's like, hey, we have a shitload of guns and we're going to shoot you now. So give us the Dragon Balls. And I think that was added by the US dub.
Yes. And it's so they see Muscle Tower and they do that.
Yeah.
God.
Bumble's like, no, we're not going to give them to you. So Goku, go murder that entire army. And then Goku, he goes and he murders that entire army with the power pole.
But it's okay because
they're
Nazis.
In the snow, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Because the movie's already starting to leave me. But yeah, this is the significantly worse version of the Muscle Tower segment from the series.
Yep. Remember how Muscle Tower had like
levels,
a bunch levels, and
a ninja
some cool
doll?
Guy. Yeah, like a ninja guy, and the robot guy was a lot more fleshed out than in this movie.
You mean Metallo?
Yeah, Major Metallotron, who apparently they in this timeline they made him black. Which was not the case originally. He just looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger because it was a Terminator spoof.
Oh, okay. Yes. I could have sworn Metallo looked different, but I didn't remember why.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, in this, Metallo's black, and he takes one hit to the head, and his head falls off.
What if we just sucked all the joy out of Dragon Ball? Is that cool? Is that fun?
It's probably cool. Anyways,
so long as it's short.
I don't remember who's in charge of this facility, but... Goku.
It's a different person than was in the fucking anime.
Well, that
is less of a character than the one that was in the anime.
Less of a character.
That explains a lot. So anyway, he's like, hey, all you drones, get Goku. And Goku erupts out of the ground being covered in robots and then beats that guy. Oh, wait. He attacks that guy, but the guy runs away behind lasers. Goku sneaks under the lasers. And then Aider erupts to life, the ultimate secret weapon of this facility, of the Red Ribbon Army is what they say. And he's really cool. He's a Frankenstein with a jetpack up his ass, I guess, because he shoots green energy and flies everywhere, and he starts choking out Goku, and the other guy's like, yeah, do it, kill him, kill him, kill him. And then this Frankenstein monster's just like, no, I should.
Dead children.
Dead children makes me sad. I'm not going to do it. And he's like, well, if you don't do it, then I'm going to blow you up because you have a bomb in you. And then this drags on for a minute and a half. But then Goku's like, what if I threw my stick at him and owned him? So he does that. And the problem solved. And now we're outside and they're playing with the snow. And he nicknames the robot Aider or Hachan, which is really close to Hyachan from Excel Saga.
Does that help you?
Nothing helps me. So they do a snowball fight for a bit, and congratulations, I've recapped another 13 fucking minutes. So they're driving down the road. They're now nowhere near that facility. Hachan's there at the facility. He's going to stay there and make sure the authorities deal with those guys. Sea turtle thing, the tortoise, he's in the road, and they freak out, and they pull over, and then he's like, hey, I'm a tortoise. I was hanging out with my tortoise buddies, but then I got lost about a year ago. Oh, no. Can you help me? We cut to the head of the Red Ribbon Army, who's shorter than Tosh, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He's like 3'4" or something. He's real short, and it's an issue for him. He gets real pissed. So no one can stand anywhere near him. That's his rule. We cut away from that. They are on the beach with the tortoise. The tortoise is like, oh, thank you for helping me find water. I'll bring you a prize. And they're like, cool, great. Hopefully it's the Lost City of Atlantis or a mermaid or something cool.
I hope we get good scenes soon.
Ha.
So Goku and everyone goes to sleep. Oolong gets tired of Goku resting his leg on him and like flops over. So Goku falls off the thing. Goku, now in a daze, is trying to find a pillow to sleep on, and goes upstairs to find Bulma sleeping, and is going to rest his head on her crotch like he did with Grandpa, and realizes her crotch is weird and doesn't know what's up with it, so he slips off her panties, and then he realizes she doesn't have a penis or balls, and starts screaming, the balls are gone. And then she goes, what are you talking about? The Dragon Balls are right here.
That's the scene.
That's the scene.
You forgot the part where he just starts slapping it.
Yeah, he
just
does the pat-pat test. That's the pat-pat test. That's a patent-pended Goku maneuver.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google pat-pat test and it comes up.
Utilized by the President of the United States in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yep.
Yep.
He also does the pat-pat test.
Their pat-pat test?
Yeah, there's a pat-pat test.
It's lore.
So they go outside the van. The tortoise is back. He's got Master Roshi, and he's like, hi, I'm a pervert. Hello.
Play some pretty good surfer music here. That's the only part I remember.
Your present is this Nimbus. Enjoy it.
I have to go back to Little St. James now.
I can't sit on the Nimbus.
It's because the immortal bird died of food poisoning.
Yeah, that's true. The phoenix he was going to give them died of food poisoning. That was a really weird detail.
I remember when Dragon Ball had, like, magic stuff? That was neat.
Yeah.
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 Like the Devil Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't strip that and put that in here.
Bulma sat on the edge of the beach, and I sat there going, she didn't put her panties back on, I bet, and now she has sand in her vagina. What a great fucking movie.
it's too bad this isn't Cursed Content Club.
Why? Is that your favorite scene or your least favorite scene?
Jesus.
Because I feel like that sequence would have been the most grown, uncomfortable, like, sequence of 10 minutes we would have ever had.
So, Goku can sit on the Nimbus, Bulma can't, so Goku goes, fly, Kintone, and flies away. Or in the US dub, he goes, how do you fly this thing? And then it takes off.
That's a cool trick.
They normally punch up the script in the US version. I'm going to say neither script is good this time.
Yeah,
not really.
This felt very faithful to the original.
Oh, no, they add in a bunch of weird shit. It doesn't land. Yeah. None of it lands.
It doesn't land.
There's nothing even close to as good as We're Self-Employed.
I added all that stuff with the sea turtle tortoise jokes, and that was almost something. But,
none of those lines land very well. They also add tons of jokes about, they add tons and tons of jokes. None of them land. Anyways, Bulma realizes Roshi has the Dragon Ball. She's like, hey, give me the Dragon Ball. And he's like, let me see your panties. And she's like, what? Okay, I guess I'm fine with that. Think of it like a swimsuit. It'll be fine. So she lifts up her pajamas and she's got nothing. So Roshi damn nearly dies. We get a wide shot of just her ass as she does this.
Yeah.
They hold on it too.
And then Roshi's taken away by police.
Roshi starts bleeding from the nose, hands her the Dragon Ball. US dub adds the slightly funny line of, you've given any amount of meaning to my worthless life. And I'm like, at least he knows he's a piece of shit. Okay.
Yeah, that's the best line in the movie.
And then she runs away. She's like, man, getting that Dragon Ball was easy. Okay, I'm going to get dressed on now. Here we go. Hey, Goku, let's get ready to go. And then she realizes she doesn't have panties on. Best moment in the movie, she comes out wearing a very masculine outfit, like no sleeve shirt, very baggy pants, very baggy shirt. I appreciate cap. This moment. Yes, the ball cap. It's really good. But then as she's screaming at them to in the US dub, yet another good line. It's the end of that, though. This is the last time. She goes, I'm going to need you to give me back those mental images.
question, how much more movie left is there?
Don't worry, because the rest of it, you don't even need to describe.
What are you talking about? This is where it gets new.
Boats shoot at them while they're on the shore, on the beach, and it's like, oh no, these boats, where are they from? Oh, it's the Red Ribbon Army. Oh no, what are we going to do? Yamcha creeps on them from the bushes, and Master Roshi's like, check this out, I'm not just a pervert, I'm a really buff pervert. And he shoots a Kamehameha at the boats and wrecks them, and it's like, wow, what an incredible moment. He got rid of the whole fleet. Oh, they had submarines and, what is it, Commander Blue?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Commander Blue.
Viciously worse version of Commander Blue.
Actually, I think in the subtitle it says Colonel Blue, and in the dub they say General Blue.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. Because Commander would just be red.
Yeah, so Commander
I think
red.
It has
yeah.
to be General Blue.
So General / Colonel Blue. He rides up the submarine. And he's like, yeah, wreck them submarines. So the submarine starts launching rockets, and we redo them running along the beach thing. But now Goku's like, hey, I could totally do that Kamehameha thing. Just watch. And then he does it, and he wrecks all the submarines, and it's very good. And Roshi freaks out because it took him a long time to master that. Goku sits there for a moment, looks a little exhausted, and then a rocket hits him in the head, and he goes flying. And then General Blue shows up on the beach, and he's like, hey, I'm going to kidnap you guys. We get the same dumb Bulma and Yamcha are into each other moment. And then they get kidnapped. Goku's left there. Everything looks absolutely insane with a pink sky and a crazy sun. And I'm like, oh no, Goku died. He's in hell.
Yeah, that's it. The JRPG game over.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's on the beach where it's stranding.
God.
What?
I'm just saying, if I remember right, General Blue is much better in the show that he can get really jacked and has, I think, psychic powers or something. He had something
He has, like, psychic powers. He can, like, paralyze you with his, like, entrancing glare, and also he's flamboyantly homosexual.
Jetson. Okay, good. I am remembering the exact character.
Yeah, but also he was in love with Goku, which was really creepy because it was like, it's like,
was he? I don't remember that part.
I remember that having to be edited out and then be like, he thinks of Goku like his brother or something to that effect.
Okay, that's a very different thing, and I'm going to move on quickly from this conversation. Yeah,
I just remember him being a misogynist.
So anyway, Goku wakes up on the beach with the Stranding. It cuts to the headquarters. General Blue brought Commander Red 5 Dragon Balls. He walks up to the steps to hand it to him, and unfortunately, this means Commander Red's going to kill him. So he's dragged off screen and shot to death.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. They're like, we're not putting Mercenary Tao in this movie.
Fuck you. That pissed me off. It's like, we're not going to have anything that might actually force us to animate like a one-on-one martial arts fight that goes on for any amount of time.
God, you're right, yep. Man. The main fight thing they give us, and this is so much worse than Mercenary Tao kills General Blue with like his tongue.
With his tongue, yeah.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that.
We were denied extremely high fidelity Mercenary Tao throwing a pole and then jumping on the pole to travel.
Yeah.
They didn't even give like a Goku Yamcha fight in this.
No.
They hit once and it's over.
Yes. Yeah, I was kind of getting into it. I was like, all right, he did one Wolfang fist. I'm excited to see where this goes. Oh, no.
But yeah, there's a lot of money to go around. That's about it. So anyway, the rest of the crew's trapped in prison. They're like, Oolong changed to a key so we can get out. Goku gets on his cloud. He's flying towards them. There's a dubbed in line about, send Violet to get the Dragon Ball. You don't even get that in the original script. And we keep doing Oolong changing into shit gags as Goku flies through the trees doing a Return of the Jedi moment as those sky bikes chase him or whatever you would call them.
It's really epic.
They tried to do some effects. They don't really land, but whatever. At least they tried anything and it looked weird. So neurons fired in my brain. Goku owns them. Goku keeps going. A sky fleet shows up. Goku owns them. Goku keeps going. He goes into a tunnel. Goku owns them in the tunnel. And then he flies out. And at this moment, Oolong turns into the key. And Goku fights a bunch of tanks right outside. He spins the stick and he hits them with the stick. None of it looks good enough to really stay in my brain. That's it.
It's like it's animated really well, but they picked nothing memorable to do at that fidelity.
Right. They have a ton of budget, but conceptually, none of it's very interesting. It's just a lot of Goku spinning the stick and throwing the stick and hitting them with the stick. And it's not even shot in the wide to look cool. It's a lot of close-up stuff where things don't... cut well. I would like to point out something I've been remiss to not mention this whole time. Every shot in this film is there are countless shots in this film where it's so zoomed in, it's just a person's upper jaw and their face. That's it.
Yes.
You don't even get their chin. This happens a billion times throughout this. Like
I'm like, did they cut it for widescreen maybe? Like maybe it was 4:3 originally and they had the pan in.
I don't know. Not a whole lot of moments look like this, but they do character zoom ins, and every time they do a character zoom in, it's something like that where it's just like, hey, Goku's most of his face, but not his chin or top of his hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
A very nice tan in this movie.
Oh yeah, because he looks like GT Goku. Something I noticed fucking immediately.
Yeah, he even has the outfit from GT. It's like, why did you do this?
Does he have the outfit?
He's not. It's all one color.
Yeah, the blue and the yellow.
Oh,
yeah.
I mostly just paid attention to his skin tone and like how they designed his lines and stuff and hair. And I was like,
he
it's
has
very
that weird shine.
Yeah, he has GT shine.
There's a lot of like GT-esque stuff in this. Like all the redesigns they gave, like the Red Ribbon guys are all very GT-esque.
Yeah.
Like General White now just looks like any random GT NPC.
So
he kind of had an original design. Why'd you do that?
Assistant Black and Commander Red, they start fleeing while Goku's wrecking all the tanks. And as they're crossing a bridge, Red talks about how pissed he is that, you know, he's not going to be able to use the Dragon Balls because they have the 7th one. So he won't be able to wish that he's 7'4". I think that had been a U.S. line. The 7'4" part, but yeah, he was gonna wish to be taller, And Assistant Black is like, you've got to be fucking shitting me. We've lost the entire fucking army because you're short. I thought we were going to wish for world conquest. And he's like, whatever, I am the army. So whatever I wish for is what the army wants. And then Assistant Black just shoots him. And the Dragon Balls drop off the bridge they were crossing. And then he falls off the bridge. And the bridge, for some reason, seems to be that set piece from The Empire Strikes Back. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems to be that bridge internally with the giant dome around it.
I liked his monologue of, he died. He died. I'm the big guy now. It was all accident. He was unfortunate.
And now we're the Black Ribbon Army. And I'm like, man, that's a lot of money you're going to have to spend to, all right. Yeah.
Rebranding.
Just put like, just start wearing like a red bow tie and just, you know, keep all the symbolism the same.
Yeah, that seems way more affordable, but I guess not. He gets into a vessel. It starts detaching like a space shuttle into different parts as it boosts into the sky. And it's like, oh, he's escaping. And then he just flies to the other end of the peninsula. They're on the cliff. They're on. It's like, are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah.
And he gets inside and there's a giant, really, really dumb mech in it.
Very exciting. Much better than Mercenary Tau would have been.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everybody likes when giant monsters are fought in Dragon Ball. That always looks great.
So he shoots rockets everywhere. He shoots pink lasers. Goku fights him. Goku's on the Nimbus. He flies around. He distracts him. The Kamehameha has no effect on him. He jumps into the sky. He does a Vulcan cannon to him. It has the classic Gundam Battle Assault 2 Vulcan cannon sound. It's really good. Goku's on the ground. He's going to target him with a special attack. And then out of nowhere comes Ader or Hachan, and he kicks the giant mech in the face, making it fall over right as it was going to shoot, which apparently wrecks it a little bit when it shoots its cannon while flying belly down on the ground. And then Ader's like, I've had enough of this. And he's going to fly up. He starts flying into the giant mech to try to push it off the ledge, I guess. And he just gets crushed in the giant mech's hands. Goku starts screaming, blue energy, giant weird effect of pillar energy going on, weird skyline, Assistant Black staring at it. It's like, are they going to rewrite Goku to go Super Saiyan in this? Because that would be very, very funny.
Yes.
Goku stops screaming.
It is just the scene from freaking the Cell games now.
Goku stops screaming and it's like,
half is good. That's why it's 8.
So he didn't do anything. And then Assistant Black just starts taunting him again. And he goes, hey, Hachan's not a failure. You're a failure. And then he blows him up. This is our movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Owned.
Oh, and then they use the Dragon Balls to wish Hachan back to life. But remove the bomb inside.
Yeah, that's important. Just like the end of the Cell games.
It is very important.
And then he's being revived and Ader said something off screen seconds before credits, which at first I didn't even know if it was dub only because it felt it.
Yeah, I think it is dub only. It might be.
Because he says something 2 seconds before credits start off screen, just felt like, how's this 80 minutes long and somehow feels rushed 80% of the time?
Yeah, I had to find a clip on YouTube of the ending of this movie to make sure my version just wasn't butchered somehow, because the cut to the credits was so bizarre and jarring.
just cuts to face over. That Bulma for 15 seconds.
Yeah, I would like to confirm that is a dub-only line. Hachan says nothing in the original. It just cuts to credits.
See, that they do that, and that with the fucking have her get the Dragon Balls, just them going, oh yeah, this doesn't make sense upon us watching it. Why don't we write things to make it try and work?
And then in a move I was half expecting, but didn't think they were stupid enough to do, the ending credits song is Dun Dun Kokoro, the GT opening theme. That's way better than GT is. I was like, there's what? Like, I get that he's been GT looking Goku this entire time, but you made the are you fucking serious?
Yeah,
because it was airing at the same time.
Like, why wouldn't you just actually stretch out the old song? Give people some nostalgia there.
No.
Instead of just play the one that's currently running.
This actually came out 2 weeks after GT started airing. So I guess it's be like, it's like, that song's the preview of the new thing. It's really bad.
I like
it's so bad we pivot 8 weeks in.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the movie.
Thank you, Dan.
Ugh.
I appreciate you getting through that, you know, this... Okay, so we're going into segments.
Yes,
we
please.
We have three segments. We're going to start, as always, except that one time I forgot this segment. We're going to start with the Yamcha Award, the most disappointing character in the entire film. Going to give Dan's voice a break and go to feel.
Can I pick the director, whoever made the decision of what this movie should be? Can I pick them?
Yes.
Sure. Why not?
Okay, them, because again, we're going to make a Dragon Ball, an original Dragon Ball movie with a bunch of money. We will not have any good one-on-one fight in the movie. We will, in fact, remove every character from the arcs we are taking shit from that could conceivably have a good one-on-one fight with Goku.
I would have liked if they were going to do that, they could have chosen the part of original Dragon Ball that wasn't used in movies yet, like maybe the Piccolo part.
They could have done the Piccolo part. They could have just done a weird version of the very first tournament or the second one with Tien. That'd have been cool.
Hey, any Dragon Ball film that has Jackie Chun in it gets an instant four from me by default. This doesn't have that benefit, unfortunately. It doesn't get that free safety net. Bob, you're next.
Let's see. I guess Blue, because he was just taken off screen and shot. Like the biggest L in Dragon Ball history right there.
It's so funny. I wish it was dub only, where it's like he's just escorted off and nothing happens to him, and then Funimation's like, no, put in gunshots. That would have been great.
It's like out of place and dark, and it's not good at all. What an L.
I'm gonna pick General Black for my Yamcha Award. The reason is simple. He is the final boss of this film. And I came out of our last one thinking, the next time I watch, nothing is going to be worse than Harutagon. In terms of giant boring asshole as your big bad. Then we get dumb giant robot that blows up its own stomach at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing sucks.
Like, this was really bad. And I remember parts of this because I saw this like 10 years ago and I was like, okay, I remember all of this, but I don't remember it being this terrible. Dan,
Bulma, you gonna motherfucking tell me you can't tell when you're sitting on a beach and you ain't got fucking panties on? The way she was sitting, it is obvious you should be able to feel the sand on your ass. What the fuck?
There's an entire crab crawled in, like, come on. Seriously.
Her nerve endings are all dead. I'm sorry.
That makes me worry about why. But I'm not going to comment.
Remember all the horrible accidents that happened? Like fucking when her fucking car broke down?
Yeah.
That's all broken.
Her leg was like wrapped up over her head when her car broke down. This movie really wanted you to see some Bulma crotch. Clearly. But yeah, I'm going to give it to her because for some reason she can't tell. She's so fucking stupid, she can't tell whether or not she's sitting on the beach bare-assed. And before anyone's like, well, she was wearing the pajama. No, the way she was sitting, her ass was on sand.
Yeah.
I would have given it to Yamcha, but come on, guys. You can't give Yamcha the Yamcha Award every time.
He needs to really earn it.
Yeah, he didn't earn it as bad as like he did in the BoJack movie where he's like, I can do it. And like, no, bro, you can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, all the competent people are showing up. It's over.
Now that I've been thoroughly outclassed, I will go to the all-you-can-eat crab buffet. Good day.
Moving on to our second segment of the show. We have Jiren from Dragon Ball Super. He's a great, strong guy. I'm pretty sure he's been outclassed by this point by other characters in that canon, but he's the best in my heart. And I need you, Dan, to give me a character from this film that can defeat Jiren.
Food poisoning.
Ah, fuck. You're right. That killed an immortal bird.
Yes.
You also just don't mind.
It's literally the only thing in this movie that could. Good luck, you guys.
Okay, feel.
The immortal phoenix if it hadn't died.
I hate it's you. You stole my backup.
That's the pecking order. Immortal Phoenix, or sorry, food poisoning. Immortal Phoenix, Jiren.
Well, we're gonna need the thing that goes right below that, and that's gonna be from Bob.
Okay, it's General Tao. He's not in this movie. Disappointing Jiren so much, he'll just admit defeat.
Oh man, bringing him to his knees.
Oh, that's a good pick. Jiren walks out halfway through. It's like he wasted half the ticket price.
Yes.
Taking the real L there, yes.
Okay, I've got one. Whoever shot General Blue outside. We don't know how strong they are.
That's a really true, good guy.
If we assume that General Blue is as strong as he is in the original, that ought to be a pretty good gun.
Yeah. Okay. Our third segment is we got to take the main villain of this film, which would be General Black and a stupid, dumb fuck robot, and pit it against, I don't know, someone from the Dragon Ball shows. Any of them. Bob, you can go first.
What's the name of that robot that shows up in GT that hangs out with them and won't leave?
I don't fucking know.
Giru? Yeah. Like the little small ball one?
Yeah, Giru. Giru can do it. He's got this. He's like a literal mini version of this thing, so I'm sure he's more powerful. He's from like 20 years in the future.
Yeah, probably right.
I try to check you on this, but I try not to remember GT at all, or admit that I remember GT at all.
Safe.
Yep. God. I don't know why he popped into my head immediately. I think I've chosen him before, but I'm doing it again. Dodoria.
Dodoria can do a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, Dodoria is pretty strong.
He's built exactly like that robot.
This robot can only be defeated by things that are exactly the same shape but smaller. That's what we're finding out. I have to agree with this.
All right. Dan.
I'm going to have to go with it. I'm posting a picture so that way Bob has to remember. Zunama, the catfish from GT.
No!
Yeah, no. Zunama's got this.
Yeah, I think he has.
Also, very similar shape, but smaller.
Exactly!
God. You know what? Why does GT really just looks exactly like Path to Power, but like, shaved? That's the only way I can describe it.
This is him winning.
Is that going to be an emote on this Discord?
Oh, no. God.
Phil, can pick something that isn't from GT if you could. Good luck.
I'm just going to say Bulma. She'd build a better robot and beat his ass. It wouldn't be shaped like an eggplant.
That would certainly help.
You wouldn't look at the most hideous freaks from GT and be like, they could take it.
Well,
for people who don't know, Zunama premiered in the episode Trunks, the Bride.
Jesus. You know what's bad? As I was thinking about a transitional thing for this part of the podcast, I was about to do the part where I'm like, okay, feel. Tell us, we'll give us the text, but then I realize we haven't reviewed it yet.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We haven't even done that
part's
part
important.
I forgot that we haven't even scored it. I want to get out that badly. Bob, you're going to start us off. What we're going to do is give our review, rank it from 0 to 7. It could get as high as a 28 or as low as a 0.
This is a little tough because it looks nice.
It sure does.
But all the content is just so boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this recreation of stuff we already know, and the mixing was just boring stuff.
With bad ideas.
Yeah, really bad ideas.
I mean, Ready Player One looks impressive.
Yes. It just sucks all of the fun out of Dragon Ball. So I'm going to give it a 1.
Okay.
Because it's still, like, it's not hideous like the things I've given zeros before.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Hold up, what have you given us? You've given out 1-0.
Yeah, yeah. Now nothing else has gotten that low yet, but this is
a
close.
Plantua Rat is so. The only thing this could beat was Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans, the Pleiadia. fucking cutscene viewer.
I think the Return of Cooler has a more interesting plot, and that's really bad.
Yeah, because it has a plot.
Yeah.
That you haven't seen before involving metal dudes and a giant robot star.
Return of Cooler looks hideous, but it has ideas, and some of them are funny, if nothing else.
Right?
Just as a frame of perspective, okay? Tosh comes in while we're watching this, and she's like, man, this movie is all over the fucking place. And I'm like, yeah, they're summarizing, like, 40 episodes and smashing in really bad ideas. Like a normal movie is more serviceable.
It's like they took the first 10 episodes of Dragon Ball but cut out the Chi-Chi stuff.
Yeah.
Then skipped three arcs, then picked the Red Ribbon stuff and took a chunk out of that, and then shaved every character.
I was trying to remember where Chi-Chi was. I was like, maybe that was after Red Ribbon. I just can't remember.
No.
But they could have just had another character.
Mm-hmm.
And not...
They bring in Master Roshi to help Chi-Chi's dad's burning house by shooting Kamehameha wave at it.
Right, yeah.
It's really great that, you know, we introduce both Oolong and Yamcha in the same hallway.
Yes.
Yeah, they keep running into the various Dragon Ball sets where everyone is set up. They didn't even have Boss Carrot, the best part of OG Dragon
Ball. I know, right?
Man, this is so much worse than Blood Rubies. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Crazy. Feel.
This is really bad. Like... It's busy, it's boring, it has money, but that just makes you angry because it doesn't use the money to any good use. It's like if you gave someone money and they set up a Bitcoin farm, and not even an efficient Bitcoin farm. you're just doing nothing. You're just doing nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at like what I'm now resorting to. What would I rather watch ever again?
Would you watch Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans again, Phil?
No.
Okay. Would you watch Broly Second Coming again?
No, that in fact I'm going to give it a 2. I don't want to watch Broly Second Coming again. I don't want to watch Tree of Might again. I don't want to watch History of Trunks again. I kind of want to watch Return of Cooler again, but that's not really.
Of course for that's the right reason. Is asking. It's real good.
It has that incredible scene where it just, he's like, we're going to fight him in hard fucking guts to them hanging there from the... Yes!
See, you hear that, guys? Joy.
Yeah, this movie is just gruel. Like, and ultimately, it doesn't matter how nice the flour and water that go into the gruel are. It's still just gruel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go next. This, I was going to come in being like, this is going to be really solid. This is going to be really cool. This was Dragon Ball, that thing I watched on television years and years ago. And I think I rewatched once, but worse in every conceivable way. The dumb like gags they do with Bulma are insane. And why is this in this film? They're rushing 80% of the time. So it just feels badly paced. And every cool part that I would have wanted in them covering the section doesn't exist, or they ruined half the characters that I would find appealing. But it looks good, which makes it feel worse. So I'm just going to give it a 0. I don't want to see this again.
Okay.
Dan?
My number's already in there. It's a 0.
Oh, that's why it was on. Oh, shit.
I spent a lot of time thinking about this, like a lot of soul searching, and I've given a number of movies a 1. Here's my list, okay? Return of Cooler, okay. Bardock, Father of Goku, Tree of Might, Wrath of the Dragon, History of Trunks. I would easily rather rewatch any of those than this. This movie's boring. It has no good ideas. It ruins good ideas.
I was watching the clock. I never do that.
It has no structure at all. It's terrible in just about every way except for it has budget. That's it. Yeah,
which makes
0.
It worse.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
There's something about, like, the idea, it's like it has budget. I just don't like how uninspired it is with the fact that it's like, okay, we're going to make a movie where we're ripping off the end of the Cell games, but it's old Dragon Ball doing it, which makes it feel like I'm going crazy.
Yeah, okay. Move mine to 0. I'm... I'm looking at these numbers again.
Okay.
You're right. Like, I would much rather rewatch any of those ones than plan to eradicate the Saiyans. Something else needs to sit down with that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It kills me.
Yeah, no, then like KZ said, the ending just being the Cell games is super upsetting.
That's the part that really kills me about it, where it's all these Dragon Ball films, they're going to take parts or chunks and concepts from whatever's airing at the time. That happens all the time. It's like, okay, fucking Cooler, Lord Slug, all these things that are like, yeah, that's similar to a thing they did before. But now this is happening backward. Where they're like, we're going to do that thing, but for old stuff and retrofit it in. And it's real rough. It feels so schizophrenic in a way that none of the other ones do.
I've done some soul searching. I've realized that in 3 days, I will not be able to tell you a single fucking thing that happened. unless I just recount original Dragon Ball and get lucky.
But you'll be wrong, because that will have been better. That will have had Buff General Blue doing some stuff.
Yeah.
That would have had other characters.
I can remember things from Bio Broly. There's that part at the start with Android 18 that's delightful. There's
the
you
horror
know,
scene in the elevator.
There's the very Aqua Teen-esque, we're all doomed. Oh, wait, water defeats him.
Yes.
There's the inexplicable Trunks doing the Kamehameha with Goten and Krillin to blow up the stone body. Return of Cooler has a lot of funny stuff. History of Trunks has that hilarious 17 shot, and the fact the ending is insane, where Trunks fights them and then gets beat up and falls asleep, and it was all a dream, maybe.
Yeah, this is, we're out of time. We had to ADR Aider saying something.
Tree of Might has some cool designs, and at least, like, you get to see characters who don't usually fight for a second.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
Broly Second Coming has Videl's dress. I'm changing this shit to a zero. Fuck this movie.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We did it.
This is the 20th episode of Mondo Cool. You need to understand, we do these things at monthly. This is a monthly show. You guys paid. You made this Patreon hit a goal. It is my distinct privilege and honor to tell you that Path to Power, the 20th thing we've watched, just got a perfect score of nothing. Nothing. Narrowly beating Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans, they got a 1.
I gave that a 1, and I stand by that, because it had funny low budget Dragon Quest enemies and Hachiyak somehow swinging his arms wildly and machine gun punching two people on opposite sides.
And Bardock turning into an Aqua Teen Hunger Force character.
No, not Bardock, Turles. Yeah,
yeah.
Turles. I was I'm a sorry, Saiyan Jesus. Who was killed by a Saiyan.
Deep, isn't it?
God.
And my favorite part about this is no one in our audience clicking onto this can predict this score.
Yeah, this, I'm gonna be honest, when it came to me figuring out what score to give this, I felt bad that Bio Broly and Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans, like, there wasn't a half point system so they could get 0.5, because Path to Power is that much worse than them.
I really feel bad for Bio Broly. I don't feel like it's a zero.
I dislike Bio Broly immensely. I even still, Path to Power has nothing. Go watch an episode of original Dragon Ball. That'll beat the shit one. Out of this. Pick any of them.
Yeah. And if you pick four, which would you could watch in the runtime of this,
then it's way
you
better.
You can pick any stretch of four, and you'll have a much more delightful time.
Yeah. It's real bad. It's real
this
bad.
This was crazy. Let me roll us through our top 20 list. In last place with a score of Path to Power, the thing we just watched an hour and a half ago. Coming in at number 19, Plan to Eradicate the Saiyans. Beat out Path to Power, a real OVA. It is some sort of video thing for a video game.
It had 1
that
point.
That got a 1. 1 point. Here's the big jump. Here's the massive jump in quality. Bio Broly with 4.
Whoa.
Incredible.
I know. It is crazy. Then at number 17, The Return of Cooler, which at the time we're like, man, this is real rough. This is real rough. It also got a 4, but we decided it during one episode. It's like, there's the apex predator right there. That's the superior one.
Yes. Between Bio Broly and Return of Cooler, we decided Return of Cooler was better than Bio Broly, even though they have the same score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you have to decide those things. Now we got History of Trunks. They got one more point than them. They got 5. And now we're out of the really dire stuff. Moving into 15, we have Wrath of the Dragon, which we saw last month.
What a movie.
Bardock. Yeah, I know. Man, Harutagarn, I'm sorry for being so mean to you. Bardock, Father of Goku, at number 14. Then Tree of Might, Sleeping Princess in Devil's Castle. Broly, Second Coming. Then our top 10, Curse of the Blood Rubies, Broly the Legendary Super Saiyan, Mystical Adventure, that's the Dragon Ball film, I think it's like the third one, World's Strongest, BoJack Unbound, Cooler's Revenge, Fusion Reborn, Lord Slug, Super Android 13, and still at the top of the fucking unfallible fucking film, Dead Zone. How'd this happen? People are going to come to this episode, it's like, oh man, they're going to at least give this like fucking each like a 3 or 4, that animation in that, real good.
I mean, it's expensive, but it's not very good.
Like, they don't do anything with it.
Like, even the forest scene where it's trying to have effects doesn't look that great.
I meant good in terms of like money. This show.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of frames. A lot more than you normally see.
Okay.
I'd rather go watch one of those ancient, I'd rather watch Zhao Zhao 3, if anybody remembers Zhao Zhao.
I do.
I just like that I could set up this narrative where in episode 2, I'm like, this thing barely animates, I'm giving it a 1, 2, this thing animates, I'm giving it a 0.
Yeah, that's dire. Well,
we gotta get out of here, so, Phil wrote up a summary of whatever we're watching next. I don't even know what we're watching next, so this will be fun. Bob will read it, and hopefully Phil wrote it right.
Hopefully I don't die this time.
Let's see.
Okay. Finally, we're free of OG Dragon Ball in DBZ, which means the next GT, it's GT, a weird epilogue to GT. Let's just get through this also. Phil is wrong. And there's one more goofy Japanese name. Next time on Mondo Cool, Dragon Ball GTA Heroes Place.